I think a lot of people struggle when they lose because they're worried about what everybody else thinks. Right. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what everybody else thinks.
It has been a long time since I recorded an episode here on the Climb Audio Documentary Journey, but I just felt that it is time for me to record another episode here on the Climb Journey. Rob Tyson here. It is July 4th, 2021, and man, has it been a crazy year. I'm not going to delve into the politics or conspiracy theories like everyone else does. I'm just going to talk about something that was on my mind that could probably impact you in a good way. There was a study done that I just caught wind of that I was reading about, of these kids, and they separated these kids. One group of kids were told to do something, and they had to do it, whatever it was that they were doing, and complete the task. And then they had the other set of kids. They told them the same thing, but except they had them dress like their favorite character or action hero or fictional character. There was a kid dressed as Batman, another one dressed as Spider-Man, Dora the Explorer. And I think you see where I'm going with this. So the kids that were dressed in a costume, they recreated their identity. They became somebody that they perceived as powerful, somebody who can accomplish anything. And those kids did not finish the task, or they finished the task, or went beyond, well beyond, the other kids who didn't have or create an alter identity or an alter ego. Isn't that amazing? It tells you a lot about the human mind. It tells you the capabilities that we have internally that we don't tap into because we're so caught up in the matrix. We're so caught up in being having identities created by other people. And you got to think about this. People get caught up in these identities that are created for them because they let them. They think that that's the norm. They pigeonhole themselves. Oh, I'm an introvert because I took this personality test online. And yeah, well, introverts don't do that. Well, I'm an ambivert. So, you know, I'm only introverted in certain cases, but I'm also extroverted when I do things like this. And these personality tests are so popular because people, they stamp themselves as whatever that personality test, some freaking algorithm online, deems them to be an introvert or an extrovert in certain cases. You have to realize that your mind is very sensitive. I mean, you can have one day where all the variables that led up to that one particular moment in time at 10 o'clock on a Sunday, but before that, all the variables, and I'm talking about like the night before, you had a terrible dream. And then that dream led into you thinking about something that happened 15 years ago. And then your mind starts to think about things or negative thoughts around that particular thing that happened 15 years ago. And all these variables are leading up to a specific mood. And then at 10 o'clock on that Sunday, you encounter somebody and they say, "Ew, that looks ugly." And you automatically think that the project that you were working on that took you 6 months and you were working so hard on the aesthetics, that one person that told you it was ugly, you automatically deem that project aesthetics, and I'm being general here, follow me. The aesthetics of that particular project are ugly, so you scrap it. And you say, yeah, it's ugly. Because that one person that got broken up with by their boyfriend had a shitty day, had a shitty weekend, and they were pissed off at the world, and they came to you and said, ugh, because they just wanted you to feel their pain, and they were projecting, said, yeah, that looks gross. Had you caught them on the right day, or had you caught somebody else that was feeling fantastic or in a beautiful mood and loved the world and wanted to project their love and joy to the world that day, had you spoke to that person, they would have said, oh my God, that looks good, but maybe he can use this. So you see where I'm going with this? There are too many variables for you to pigeonhole yourself into one personality or into one specific mood or into a specific person based off of your environment. All this is internal. It's as simple as putting on a costume. It's as simple as having an internal conversation with yourself every single day with the end goal to be whatever your end goal is. Let's just say you want to start a successful company. You inundate yourself with positivity and realistic goals. Don't say, oh, tomorrow I'm going to make $1 million, because that's not realistic. Could it happen? Yeah, it's probably a very, very, very small percentage, but be realistic about it. Incrementally reach your goal by creating small wins in your life. But it starts with your internal dialogue. Because somebody told you something, oh, you know what? I don't think that's a good idea. And they may be giving you some constructive criticism. Okay, great. But you have to pay attention to your feelings and your gut towards things. Because, like I said, our minds are so sensitive. You could have been going on a journey to, I mean, for 6 months. Let's just say you had a project going on for 6 months. And in that 6 months, you had sleepless nights. You watched a movie about this particular project. You talked to people about this particular project. That particular project took you into a different mindset that led you into watching people like Ed Milet or Tony Robbins or Brad Lee. And then when you complete the project, you're like, wow, this is great. But then you meet that one person that had a bad day, or that one person that has no idea what type of journey you've been on, has no idea all the different variables that you experienced to create that one particular project that specific day 6 months later. You have to take all those things in consideration. Now, if you're feeling a certain way one day, right, and it was because of something that happened that specific morning, I get it. Like, okay, your dog died. Or, you know, you bumped your knee and now it hurts for the rest of the day. You have that lingering pain. That's fresh. But you don't need to stay there. You don't need that to become a personality. Oh, I hit my leg, so therefore I'm hurting. So therefore I'm going to be mad for the next 10 years. You see what I'm saying? You can easily trick your mind, and trick's not a good word. You can tell yourself, just with the internal dialogue and internal dialogue, without incorporating your external environment, that you're great and you will become quote unquote great. You will build that business. You will do things unimaginable. And I am walking proof of that. I was told I was never going to graduate college. I was told I could never make money in a business. I was told I'm a terrible father. All those things were a lie, because I've done all those things and I've actually become a fantastic father. You can ask my son's mother. She'll tell you how great of a father I am, how much I sacrifice for my son. But it's not because of those people told me I couldn't do it. It's because I knew that I could be a great father. I knew that I can build a business. I knew that I can graduate college. And yeah, it was motivation for sure. But those people's words, hurtful words, did not bring me down, did not make me bitter towards the world, did not make me think that all people were bad, didn't make me think that I was a loser. We all have our own unique makeup from all the different experiences and variables that we come across in our lives. We're all so unique in our personalities, in our buildup. So don't take everybody's word at face value all the time. Now, there are people that have certain experience and certain things that you can get, that can give you some constructive criticism on stuff. Absolutely. Experts in certain areas. Absolutely. But never create an identity based off of what somebody told you you are, or a personality test, or anything of that nature. Stay focused. Stay on your path. I love you, Ari. See ya.